The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, August 10, 2023. Members of social and union organizations in Argentina will pay tribute today to the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, 3 days after the 97th anniversary of his birth. As part of initiatives carried out in this capital to remember the commander-in-chief, the book Operación Milagro will be presented. Cuban Medical Solidarity in Argentina, which highlights the results of the ophthalmological mission and the internationalist projection of the Caribbean nation. The appointment is scheduled for 3 p.m. local time, and among the panelists is Dr. Aleida Guevara, daughter of the guerrilla Ernesto Che Guevara. The Cuban Ambassador Pedro Pablo Prada will also participate. The president of the A Better World is Possible Foundation, Claudia Camba, the Secretary General of the Central de Trabajadores de Argentina, Hugo Guloy, and the Coordinator of the National Territorial Federation, Omar Giuliani. Established in 2004, Un Mundo Mejor Es Posible plays a fundamental role in the cooperation between this country and Cuba and facilitates the implementation in this South American nation of the teaching program Yo Si Puedo and Operation Miracle. The Director General and CEO of the Federation of Indian Export Organizations, Ahmed Sahai, expressed his government's desire to increase trade with Cuba tenfold. At a business meeting between delegations from both countries at the Federation headquarters, which was attended by Ambassador Alejandro Simancas, Sahai also acknowledged the Cuban economy's huge potential in several sectors, mainly in renewable energy and biotechnology. Headed by Hidalberto Perez, Director General of Industrial Management at the Ministry of Industries of Cuba, the delegation participated this week in the India-Cuba conference, organized by the Indian Economic Trade Organization. Numerous representatives of Indian companies from different branches attended the forum and expressed their interest in establishing new partnerships with Cuba. Currently, both countries are working to position their economic ties at the same level as their diplomatic relations. The Solidarity Suitcase Initiative by Cuban women who live in Belgium is celebrating its first year with new contributions of medicines and other items for Cuba. Lisette Herrera, one of the coordinators of the project, said, resulting from a conversation among friends, the idea of helping their compatriots was materialized in August 2022, right after the fire at the supertanker base in Matanzas, under a simple principle of taking advantage of any person who travels by air to Cuba and is willing to carry a modest load in kilograms, but with tons of love. In an interview with Prensa Latina, Herrera expressed satisfaction with the recent arrival of suitcases filled with donations, mainly medicines, clothes, and shoes for medical institutions in Cuba. The supplies went to the Juan Manuel Marquez Children's Teaching Hospital, the Hijas de Galicia Children's and Maternity Hospital, and La Castellana Psychopedagogical Medical Center in the Cuban capital. Cuban ambassador in Colombo, Andres Marcelo González, delivered an invitation to Sri Lankan Trade, Commerce, and Food Security Minister Kachakaduje Nalin Ruwanjiwa Fernando to attend the upcoming Havana International Trade Fair. At a meeting in Colombo, González conveyed the said minister a kind invitation from Ricardo Cabrizas, Deputy Prime Minister and Head of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, to participate in the 39th edition of FIHAV in November, the Cuban embassy in Sri Lanka noted. The minister thanked Cuba for the gesture and expressed interest in the program of Cuba's leading trade fair, scheduled from November 9 to 11. During the meeting, trade aspects between the two countries were also reviewed. organized at Expo Cuba Fairgrounds, FEHAV has, among its regular activities, the updating of the portfolio of investment opportunities and the prospects for Cuban economic development. The Bolivarian Circle, Jean Milet Lopez, called for international solidarity with Cuba just in these times when the right wing wants to turn Costa Rica into the nerve center of its unprecedented attacks against the Caribbean island. In a statement entitled "Solidarity with Cuba Means Dignity," the support group rejected the constant and recent meetings of well-known opponents of the Cuban Revolution. The Bolivarian Circle feels the need to request the solidarity for Cuba of all those sectors that still believe in dignity and the ideals for justice and social inclusion, science, education, and technology at the service of the people. The world, on 13 consecutive occasions, has condemned the blockade against the Cuban people from the General Assembly of the United Nations, where the United States and Israel have opposed it. And in the international agenda, we have that some presidential candidates in Ecuador suspended the electoral campaign after the assassination of candidate Fernando Villavicencio as he was leading a political rally on Wednesday. Otto Sonnenholzner from the Actuemos Alliance asked his opponents to stop the vote-catching rallies, to sit down and discuss the country's future, because if we do not unite at this moment, we will sink, he said. Similarly, Yacu Perez from the Claro Que Se Puede coalition asked the rest of participants in the presidential race to meet in Quito on Thursday. Jean Tapec, representative of the Por Un País Sin Miedo Alliance, also canceled his campaign out of respect for this unfortunate death and for the safety of the campaign team. Many other movements have joined the group of candidates who decided to cancel their campaign activities out of solidarity and respect for Villavicencio. Meanwhile, the presidents of the eight countries that make up the Amazon Cooperation Treaty Organization, ACTO, will meet in Brazil with nations from other regions that have tropical forests to explore convergences and start building positions. In the context of the fourth Amazon summit, which is on its second and last day in Belém, capital of the state of Pará, Brazil, the parties will examine affinities to begin a process of building coordinated positions that will be brought to multilateral negotiations on environmental issues. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said, alluding to multi-million dollar promises to care for the forest made in 2009 and yet to be provided, that Brazil, the South American countries that are part of the Amazon, the two Congos, which were invited to come to the meeting, plus Indonesia, are the countries that have vast jungle reserves. He expressed the desire of telling the world what they want to do with their forest and say how the world can help. The Amazon countries, Brazil, Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, Peru, Suriname, and Venezuela, agreed on Tuesday in the Belém Declaration to establish an alliance to combat deforestation among the states and to invigorate cooperation. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.